Mary and Joseph are very faithful to the following the prescription of the law. And even if she is pure, she came to this presentation of Jesus, and also she came to be purified, even if she does not really need it, but they have to follow the law. And because of that obedience, total obedience to the law of God, to the will of God, they give a good example to their son Jesus, and to all of us also, that we have to follow and imitate them in doing the will of God. Today we commemorate the event which took place 40 days after Jesus' birth, his presentation in the temple in Jerusalem. This is the first appearance of Jesus in the temple, which went unnoticed, Anna, who were guided by the Holy Spirit. As Prophet Malachi tells us, "And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek." Today, this prophecy is fulfilled. What is the meaning of the infant Jesus being presented in the temple? His parents, Mary and Joseph, show that Jesus has come as a child of the chosen people to fulfill the requirements of the law. They consecrate their firstborn to the Lord, offering the sacrifice of the poor. We learn from this that the Holy Family was poor externally, but spiritually they were rich. They lacked nothing because Jesus is with them. They were light bearers because they were offering Jesus a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory of your people Israel, as Prophet Simeon proclaimed. We too, by our baptism, was made partakers of this light, the light of Christ. We too are light bearers as baptized Catholics. We are called to holiness in our lives and be light to others in our times and in our place. But Simeon had additional insight of the identity of the child Jesus. Not only is he the light of revelation, he is also a sign that will be contradicted. Simeon has a prophetic awareness of the mystery of the cross. He also sees Mary will be intimately and painfully participate with the redeeming sacrifice of her son. Her being pierced with a sword is her own share of dying, so that new life may be given to many others who will believe in her son. According to Pope St. John Paul II, in his encyclical Redemptoris Mater, Mother of the Redeemer, Mary will have to live her obedience of faith in suffering at the side of the suffering Savior, and that her motherhood will be mysterious and sorrowful. The second reading from Letter to the Hebrews explains the deeper significance of the sacrifice Simeon foresees. Jesus comes to the temple not only to offer the sacrifice. He has become like us, the children of blood and flesh, so that he can offer his own blood and flesh for our salvation. By his death, he has destroyed the devil who has the power of death and freed us from slavery to the fear of death. This is what the little child in the arms of Mary has come to do. This is how his light will scatter the darkness of sin. That is why he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Every time we come to Mass, we remember we are in the presence of this great sacrifice of Jesus to save us from sin, slavery to sin, and to make us children of God. Christ understands our weakness. He came to save us from slavery to sin and the fear of death. He has conquered the enemy for us. Death has no longer power over him and us who are united with him. Jesus as light has conquered darkness. May we continue to bring his light to others, helping them to encounter our Lord by being humble and always obedient, like our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, Saint Anna, and also Simeon. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary intercede for us as we continue to follow the Lord. Amen.